I'm here with Darris Upton, the new Diversity Development Manager for the Office of Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs. Mr. Upton, what is your background?
Well, first of all, let me say thanks for having me. My background, actually, I spent almost 12 years active duty, and coming out of the Navy and into a civilian job for about a year, then coming back here to UT as a veteran student, graduated in May of 18 with a master's in social work. So a little after Mayor Jacobs won the election in August, I got a phone call from his office interested in some interviews, and we talked about some things that were on his mind as far as addressing diversity, and I accepted that position and to fill that role.
And what are you hoping to achieve in this role?
Well, the biggest thing for me, being a social worker, you know, we talk about acknowledging diversity and embracing diversity and not being sort of standoffish when it comes to other groups, but to be more inclusive. To do that, also, we have to address issues of social justice. And part of that social justice is an economic standpoint that has to be addressed as well, because groups have been left behind or left out in a lot of ways. So from the mayor's standpoint, that includes how Knox County does business moving forward, you know, and that requires a look at who we're doing business with. So we're making steps as the county to be more inclusive with who we do business with, who we purchase from, who does our electrical work and so forth, because we have some very good businesses that are owned by various groups around town that may have not been included before. We are making steps to try to address some of those. So I think that's one of the biggest things that we look forward to, is being more inclusive with who we do business with in the future as a government. And also, the second part of my job is to help students and young folks understand that college is definitely there for the future, but also there are other ways to support yourself if for some reason you find you can't come to UT or you know, that's something that's not available to you. There are other professions where you can do well for yourself, and to help folks understand that those opportunities are there as well.
People forget that we need tradesfolk, that we need electricians and plumbers and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. I talked to a couple of gentlemen about 2 weeks ago, and they mentioned they had a program, and I can't remember the name of the business, unfortunately, but they had an apprentice program for bricklaying, masonry. And it was pretty comprehensive, and that they paid everything, tuition, they paid all your needs except for some tools, and then you had a job making $20 an hour. That's not a bad salary to begin with.
What resources are available to accomplish your goals?
Well, I'm finding there are a lot of tools that we need to resharpen. Our procurement office so far has been very helpful. I'm speaking about Knox County procurement. We actually have a couple of ladies, Diane Woods and Lori Holman, who actually are part of our business outreach team, or they are our business outreach team, actually. But they can help a vendor apply to be a vendor for Knox County, and then they'll get emails to tell them, hey, we have something opening up that fits your specialties. They can even help a vendor understand if they didn't win a contract, they can help them understand why. And, you know, maybe that person can adjust in the future. So that's a big thing. But also, there are so many groups like East Knoxville Business Association that I'm working with to allow to have time to speak and talk about what we want to do. And that's going to be important. The more folks I get a chance to speak with, the more we get our thoughts out. And then I hope we can really see some improvement and some things sort of move in a different direction.
Are there any particular goalposts that you want to see crossed in the next 2 years?
Personally or as the county?
Either one.
Well, for me personally, I think I would like to see as many African-American-owned businesses register and be vendors with the county that we can have. And I would also like to see that expand to include other groups like my veterans. You know, I'm a Navy guy, so I want to see more veterans as well be registered as vendors with the county, and hopefully achieve those opportunities to work with us. So I think those are important, but also members of our folks with other abilities, mm-hmm. as we say. I'm a disabled vet, so folks with disabilities, I want to encourage them as well. If you have a business, please, you know, register to be a vendor for the county. You know, if you have a specialty that we can use, I'd like to see your name there so that we could possibly, you know, have an opportunity to reach you and talk with you. And maybe there's an opportunity to do business with Knox County. All of these things, I think, make us more inclusive. And I think that helps us as far as being the leaders in our East Tennessee region. For all intents and purposes, Knox County really is. You know, we sort of set the standard. And the more we are inclusive in who we do business with as a county government, hopefully that has a ripple effect through our community and through our greater region, you know, with all our other counties. So that's what I really hope happens in the next few years.
And as the saying goes, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Upton, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you.